You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is destiny. D-E-S-T-I-N-Y. A person's destiny is everything that happens to them during their lifetime. 命运. Here is an example. Is it destiny that brings people together, or is it accident? 人们的相遇究竟是天意还是偶然？今天我们要说的这个故事有关爱情。有关命运。There is a girl called Amina. She, like many other girls, grew up believing that one day her Prince Charming would come, and they would have children, and a family would live happily ever after. 很快她就遇到了自己的爱人。两个相爱的人结婚之后有了一个可爱的宝宝。They named him Marlon. 一切都那么完美直到有一天。They realized that something wasn't quite right with the baby. 这个小生命在世界上只停留了四个月就离开了。医生说这个宝宝因为遗传了妈妈身上一种隐形的致命基因，所以无法生存。The loss of Marlon devastated the new parents and led to issues in their relationship, followed by a divorce. Amina had lost her entire family. 但是 Amina 并没有放弃希望。Eventually, she met a new man, and the two decided to try to have a baby. 9 months later, Amina's second son, Luis, was born. 然而,悲剧再次发生了。Amina 的第二个宝宝也离开了人世。Amina began to lose confidence that she'd never be a mother like she had always hoped. 她再次失去了整个家庭。但是,想要成为妈妈的 Amina 决定再尝试一次。It was the toughest decision of her life, especially since there was a 1 in 4 chance that she would give birth to a baby with the same genetic condition that killed her first 2 children.
经过艰难的抉择，2011年，Amina 从精子银行中接受了一名叫 Scott Anderson 的捐献者的精子。九个月之后，她生下了一个健康的小女孩。She named her Layla.
After such pain and hardship, she had finally gotten what she always wanted, a healthy baby.
故事到这里还没有结束哦。有一天，她决定让这个可爱的小女孩见见自己的亲生父亲。于是，她找到了这个捐献精子的人 Scott。Scott 也很高兴能看到这个叫做 Layla 的小女孩。于是两个人决定每隔几周见一次面，让 Layla 感受来自父亲的关怀。
Amina didn't know it yet, but things were about getting interesting.
本来是以见孩子为目的的见面，慢慢的演变成了两个人的约会，最后两个人订婚了。这绝对是 happy ending 啊！一个天使般的孩子，把两个孤独的成年人带到了一起。爱情是一个难以解释的谜题。
Because after all, love comes when you least expect it.
Talk to you next time.